SafetyFM.com with Jay Allen. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday, November the 7th, and getting to do some of the things that we get to do. No doubt about that. So let's talk about some practical approaches to resolving disputes, because it seems like this is an ongoing issue that we talk about in our workplaces. We talk about in the things that go on in our daily lives that might even not be related to work, but let's just talk about it on how we can actually resolve some issues together, or at least have some practical approaches to some disputes that take place. And listen, let's kind of go through the breakdown. So conflicts are as ancient as humanity itself, from the early disagreements between hunter-gatherers, tribes, and the modern-day disputes in the boardrooms and households. They form an intractable part of human interaction. And while the nature of these disputes has evolved over time, the underlying essence remains about the same. Differing, perspectives, unmet needs, or a breach of understanding. In the face of such challenges, the methods we employ to address and resolve these disputes play a crucial role in determining the health and longevity of our relationships. So let's talk about some of the things that people do, such as active listening more than just hearing. Many might consider listening as a passive act, but in the realm of conflict resolution, it assumes an active role. Active listening isn't just about hearing the words spoken. It involves truly understanding the emotions, intentions, and underlying messages being conveyed. When engaged in a dispute, it is easy to fall into the trap of formulating rebuttals while their other parties are still speaking. The mental preparation to defend or counteract impedes the genuine understanding. By truly tuning into the speaker, we can discern not just to what they are saying, but the words that they are using and also the emotions that are driving them. For instance, in a disagreement about chores in particular, let's just use that as an example, one partner might express frustration about the other's lack of participation. Through active listening, the other partner might recognize what's the beneath the surface level complaint that lies a deeper emotional of feeling unappreciated and they are taken for granted. By addressing these deeper emotions and needs and showcasing genuine understanding, we lay the foundation for open dialogue and mutual respect. And you know that this also applies to the stuff that we do at work, and there's so many different ways on how you can take a look at some of the things that actually happen there as well. So maybe you apply some of these things. So let's talk about some of this other aspect that's known as assertive communication, and that navigation between passivity and aggression. Yeah, communication is an art form. Let's really just kind of talk about that. An assertiveness is one of the most potent tools that one can have. Contrary to popular belief, being assertive doesn't equate to the being aggressive. Aggressive communication might involve imposing one's viewpoint, often at the expense of the other's feelings or rights. Passivity, on the other hand, entails suppressing one's thoughts and feelings, leading to resentment over time. Assertive communication strikes a delicate balance between these extremes. It involves expressing one's feelings, needs, and rights while respecting those of the others of the individual. It's embodiment of the principle, I matter, and so do you. Using that as an example. So take, for instance, the workplace dispute where an employee feels overwhelmed with tasks. Rather than aggressively demanding fewer responsibilities and passively overburdening themselves, the employee might assertively communicate their current workload, express their challenges, and seek a collaborative solution. Think about how different that approach would be. So let's talk about that problem solving together, the power of collaboration, because that's where this is going to lead to. Well, it's vital to express and understand the viewpoints. Resolving conflicts requires actionable solutions. This transition from understanding the action that embodies the essence of collaborative problem solving, unlike competitive approaches where parties, you know, view for the solution to be accepted, collaboration emphasizes co-creating solutions that cater to the needs and concerns of all involved. It's about moving from you versus me to us against the problem. For instance, consider two team members at odds about the direction of a project. One emphasizes innovation, proposing cutting-edge methods, while the other stresses reliability, endorsing tried and tested techniques. Rather than, you know, fighting into each other's corners, they could collaborate and design a solution that incorporates initiative or innovative elements while ensuring safety net and reliability. Think about that. You're kind of going to one solution. So such collaboration problem solving nurtures an environment of trust and cooperation. Parties involved feel valued and heard in fostering a sense of ownership in the resolution and increasing the likelihood of a solution and completion and implementation of something successful moving forward. So how would I conclude this? Well, the journey of from conflict to resolutions is a nuanced one for sure, filled with potential pitfalls and opportunities for growth, while disagreements and inevitable, their outcomes are manageable and shaped by the approaches to understanding, communicating, and problem solving. Active listening bridges the gaps of misunderstanding, fostering empathy and connection. Assertive communication ensures that all parties feel respected and valued, and navigating the fine line between self-expression and mutual respect. Finally, collaborative problem solving transforms disputes into opportunities for co-created solutions, ensuring that solutions are not just accepted, but also embraced. As we hone these skills and integrate them into our interactions, we transform conflicts into dreaded obstacles, into stepping stones, paving the way for stronger relationships and shared growth. So think about that today. This one might take you to places that you didn't expect. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.